Viewpoint, CRTV.
Cocoa remains the backbone of Cameroon's agricultural exports, providing income for thousands of farmers and contributing significantly to the national economy. It is for this reason that the government is fighting against illegal sale of the produce from the southwest region to a neighboring country. Freddie Etabisong examines the troubling issue, stating that the illegal cross-border trade in cocoa from the region threatens to undermine our country's economic stability and the livelihoods of many hardworking Cameroonians. His viewpoint.
Cocoa farming is once again becoming the green gold in Cameroon as prices for the crop keep soaring. The southwest region is known for producing some of the finest cocoa beans in the country and in the world at large. So the cocoa sector in this part of the country is particularly prized. Cocoa farmers here, like in other cocoa producing areas of Cameroon, put in months of hard labor to cultivate the commodity, which, when sold through official channels, is enough to support both the farmers and the economy. However, recently, a growing portion of the cocoa harvest in the southwest region is being illegally transported and sold across the border in Nigeria. This illegal trade is not only depriving our country of essential export revenue, but is also destabilizing the sector in ways that could have long-term consequences. It is true this is happening because of the price differences between the two countries. In Nigeria, cocoa has a higher price due to currency fluctuations and sometimes by a less regulated market. This price disparity has created a strong incentive for farmers and so-called middlemen to smuggle their cocoa out of Cameroon in search of better profits. Unfortunately, while these short-term gains may seem attractive to those involved, the long-term impact on our country's economy is devastating. One significant toll of this illegal trade is a loss of government revenue. Cocoa is a major export product for Cameroon, and when sold through official channels, the government collects taxes and export duties that are reinvested in infrastructure development, education, healthcare, and other vital public services. But when smuggled as it is to Nigeria, these revenues are lost, thus depriving the state of resources needed for its development. And no one can refute the fact that our country badly needs these resources at this particular time to heavily invest for its emergence. Moreover, the illegal sale of cocoa undermines Cameroon's efforts to maintain a stable and organized cocoa market. The government, through organizations like the National Cocoa and Coffee Board, works to regulate the quality of cocoa and ensure that farmers are fairly compensated for their produce. Smuggling disrupts this system, allowing unchecked transactions that bypass quality control and potentially harm Cameroon's reputation as a reliable cocoa exporter. The long-term effect could be the devaluing of our priced cocoa on the global market, further hurting the farmers and our national economy. The ripple effects of this illegal trade also extend to the local communities in the southwest region. When cocoa is smuggled, the farmers and middlemen participating in this illegal activity may get quick financial gains, but this is often not sustainable. Without the support of official channels, farmers miss out on access to resources such as trading, improved seedlings, and credit facilities that could help them improve productivity and increase their incomes in the long run. In order to address this growing issue, there is need for a stronger border control and law enforcement to crack down on smuggling operations. But also, in order to reverse the situation of illegal cocoa sales, the price disparity between Cameroon and Nigeria must be looked into. One solution could be to offer better incentives for farmers to sell their cocoa through official Cameroonian channels, including subsidies, price support, and better access to international markets. Government must also work more closely with local communities and cocoa cooperatives to raise awareness about the long-term impact of illegal trade by educating farmers on the benefits of staying within the legal market and providing them with the tools to increase their productivity. This can help ensure that they see the value in playing by the rules. After all, cocoa is one of our most valuable resources and remains a driver of growth and prosperity for all Cameroonians.
Freddie Etabisong, Director of Radio Programs and Programming Editorialist.